Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Lou Whitaker. Batting second. The shortstop, Alan Trammell. Batting third. The first baseman, Barbaro Garby. Batting fourth. The catcher, Lance Parrish. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Larry Herndon. Batting sixth. The DH, Rod Allen. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Chet Lemon. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Kirk Gibson. Batting ninth. The third baseman, Tom Brookins. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Jack Morris. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Rudy Law. Batting second. The catcher, Carlton Fisk. Batting third. The right fielder, Harold Baines. Batting fourth. The DH, Greg Luzinski. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Ron Kittle. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Tom Pachyuk. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Vance Law. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Scott Fletcher. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Julio Cruz. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Floyd Bannister. And now, play ball. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fletcher fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Barbaro Garby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garby strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Rudy Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law hits a fly ball into right field. Gibson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk strikes out. Two outs. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish takes first base on ball four. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon hits a fly ball into right field. Baines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rod Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen strikes out. Two outs. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Tigers. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson takes first base on ball four. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cruz fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Greg Luzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luzinski hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Pachyuk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pachyuk strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Whitaker hits a fly ball into left field. Kittle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0-for-1 in the game. Trammell hits a fly ball into left field. Kittle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Barbaro Garby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garby is 0-for-1 in the game. Garby hits a fly ball into right field. Bain settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Vance Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law hits a fly ball into right field. Gibson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Scott Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fletcher hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brookins fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Julio Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Bannister, and towards Cruz, who fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 0-for-1 in the game. Herndon strikes out. Two outs. Rod Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0-for-1 in the game. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fletcher scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Rudy Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 0-for-1 in the game. Law takes first base on ball 4. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Law. The throw from Parrish and he is safe. Law steals second. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0-for-1 in the game. Fisk takes first base on ball 4. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0-for-1 in the game. Baines takes first base on ball 4. Law moves to third. Fisk moves to second. Greg Lozinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lozinski is 0-for-1 in the game. Lozinski hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Morris fields it, throws to the plate for one, and over to first for the double play. Fisk moves to third. Baines moves to second. Two outs. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle is 0-for-1 in the game. Kittle strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Lemon hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Kittle. Lemon reaches second base with a double. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Gibson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Baines. Gibson reaches second base with a double. Lemon scores. It's 3-0, Tigers. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 0-for-1 in the game. Brookins bunts in front of the plate. Fisk fields it and throws to first for the out. Gibson moves to third. One out. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Gibson scores. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 4-0, Tigers. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Whitaker. The throw from Fisk and he is out, Fletcher applying the tag. Two outs. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0-for-2 in the game. Trammell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Law fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tom Paciorek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paciorek is 0-for-1 in the game. Paciorek hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brookins fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Vance Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 0-for-1 in the game. Law takes first base on ball 4. Scott Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fletcher is 0-for-1 in the game. Fletcher hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Julio Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 0-for-1 in the game. Cruz hits a pop-up towards first. Garby settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Barbaro Garby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garby is 0-for-2 in the game. Garby hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cruz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards third. Law fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 0-for-2 in the game. Herndon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cruz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Rudy Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Law is called out on strikes. One out. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Fisk strikes out. Two outs. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brookins fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Tom Brennan now pitching. Rod Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0-for-2 in the game. Allen strikes out. One out. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 2-for-2 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Lemon is called out on strikes. Two outs. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Gibson takes first base on ball 4. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 0-for-1 in the game. Brookins hits a fly ball into left field. Kittle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Dave Bergman now playing first base. Greg Luzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luzinski is 0 for 2 in the game. Luzinski takes first base on ball 4. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle is 0 for 2 in the game. Kittle hits a fly ball into right field. Gibson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Pachyorek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pachyorek is 0 for 2 in the game. Pachyorek hits a pop-up towards first. Bergman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Greg Walker pinch hits for Vance Law. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bergman scoops it up and throws to first, with Morris covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Tim Hewlett now playing third base. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cruz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0 for 3 in the game. Trammell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dave Bergman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Trammell. The throw from Fisk and he is safe. Trammell steals second. Dave Bergman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bergman is called out on strikes. Two outs. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fletcher scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jerry Hairston pinch hits for Scott Fletcher. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bergman scoops it up and throws to first, with Morris covering, for the out. One out. Julio Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 0 for 2 in the game. Cruz hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Morris fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rudy Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Law hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bergman scoops it up and throws to first, with Morris covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Salome Barojas now pitching. Jerry Dibzinski now playing shortstop. Jerry Hairston now playing center field. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 0 for 3 in the game. Herndon strikes out. One out. Johnny Grubb pinch hits for Rod Allen. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hewlett fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 2 for 3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Barojas fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Fisk hits a pop-up towards first. Bergman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Baines hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Morris fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Greg Lozinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lozinski is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Lozinski takes first base on ball 4. Dave Stegman pinch runs for Greg Lozinski. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle is 0-for-3 in the game. Kittle strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 4, and Chicago White Sox, 0. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.